Hi, Law Office Management. This is your week 4 guide. First question, did you read the textbook chapter for this week? If you did not, you need to stop and go and read it. You're not going to be able to complete this assignment unless you do. To successfully complete your post for this week's discussion, you'll need to carefully read the textbook chapter, and then after doing so, listen to my guide at least once. The task is only spelled out here, so hopefully you have a pen and notepad ready. And you can always pause me and go get the pen and notepad. So here we go. Not long ago, technology was new to the practice of law. Believe it or not, not long ago. And today it drives the practice of law in many ways. As we move through this week's general topic, keep in mind that technology transcends and affects nearly every aspect of the practice of law. Those of you who are doing internships or working in law offices know this. So here's what I need you to do. For this week, I want you to assume you are the office manager for a small 3-lawyer, 2-paralegal, 2-secretary, general practice law firm. The secretaries and the paralegals have PCs, personal computers, but they're not networked. So this law firm needs an update. The senior partner, Mr. Sneedly, S-N-E-A-D-L-Y, asks you to assess the situation and provide an initial suggestion as to what the firm could do to allow the paralegals, the support staff, and the lawyers to access documents and perform important functions such as billing, timekeeping, by way of a networked system. He wants to allow the lawyers to review drafts of documents and communicate when they're out of the office for court or depositions. So be able to access their documents and review those documents and communicate when they're outside the office as well as in the office. He wants to know what type of computers and other technology you would recommend for the lawyers. And he wants an estimate on the cost with explanations of how you reached those figures. So the details, including the cost. Mr. Sneedley's aware of the virtual law office concept, and that is maybe too far a stretch for the firm in concept, even if it makes sense financially. But he's open. Now, this is going to be a self-contained upgrade that you will eventually be in charge of pulling together, implementing, and being in charge of supervising. So you may be able to hire some help, some nerds on call or something to assist you, but the budget's not there to have someone come in and just do all of this. You are going to have to be the person to oversee and make sure this all comes together with whatever resources, reasonable resources. But to be clear, you'll be in charge, so you're going to have to own this. So you want to be innovative, but you want to explain your choices and ideas very well, and don't attempt to begin research or work on what you're going to do until you've read what it is that you think you can do. You've taken notes, you've organized it. And then you go out and start putting the pieces together. This isn't a Google and cut and paste ideas or pictures or brochures from some provider. That's not what Mr. Sneedley and the firm is paying you your big bucks as office manager to do here. What they are asking you to do is to come back with a solution, a viable solution that you feel comfortable you can implement that will essentially bring them up to speed and allow them to do those things that I listed. And help them and you and your role as office manager be more efficient for the firm. Now, with that in mind, the practice of law has become virtual, right? It's remote. It can be remote. It's mobile, tech savvy. And it's become a little more complicated as a result. Prior to COVID, more and more courts were requiring electronic filing. Clients were demanding quicker responses. And the paperless and instant communication expectations of the rest of the world were impacting and changing the expectations of the practice of law. Lawyers and paralegals are required to adapt their use of technology and their practices to keep up. We have to be lifelong learners with regard to the law and the technologies that drive the law and the needs of our clients. While this may create challenges at times, additional and growing expenses for law firms and lawyers especially, it opens up opportunities for the average paralegal to become the expert on and the driver, the primary driver, for many new technologies in a law firm. And you can make yourself that much more valuable simply by staying up on or becoming educated on use of computers, on programs, phone systems, filing systems, you name it, whatever comes down the pike. So you want to stay up on the developments. Seek out new technologies. Things that keep your firm relevant for clients and productive with their legal matters. You know, right now I keep reading things almost every day about AI. If you don't know what I'm talking about with AI, that could be a problem. It's going to impact your world, your future in the law. So how do you keep AI from helping you or taking your job, but then use it to help you be more efficient? Those are things you should think about. Now, as you review your efforts and those of your classmates, you may see some differences. Note those differences. The greater the effort here, and in each of these various pieces we're going to work through throughout the next 8 weeks, the better you're going to be prepared to handle and complete the final project in this course. You may remember me telling you, we're going to get to the point in the semester where we're going to start doing mini versions of things that if you put in the time and effort on those things, you're going to be able to pull together your final project a lot easier because it's going to be merely a matter of redoing or updating something that you've done before under whatever the parameters are going to be for the final project. We essentially go and practice each of those things along the way before we get to that final project where you, in fact, pull together a law firm. So this is what we're doing for this week. Normal deadlines. Plan your time. Organize your effort. Make it look and read and be as detailed as you would expect it to be if you were the senior partner getting that information back. Really put yourself into this and make the time to do that. And it's going to be valuable for you, not only at the end of the semester for the final project, but in your career. This is your guide for week number 4, Law Office Management. Stay well.